Bruce, is teleportation like time traveling? Is that one and the same?
Actually, it is, and I'll show you why. Teleportation, first of all, let's separate teleportation from OBEs, or out-of-body experiences.
Okay.
Out-of-body experience is that your soul leaves the physical body. Now, people should not be concerned and feared about, say, well, gee, what happens? Am I going to be possessed by some lower astral entity or something? No, you're actually, your soul leaves a clone, like almost like an alias on the computer, if you want to use that terminology. So your body is always protected. What the soul does, it occupies a spiritual body. If it goes to the astral plane, it would be the astral body, the etheric plane, the etheric body, etc. And then you simply travel around. Now, the problem is your physical body is not going anywhere. That's the difference here. Your physical body is staying on the earth plane. You're in your bed, a recliner, a couch, wherever you are. And your astral body is, your soul is now entering a spiritual body. Contrary to that, the teleportation is when your physical body actually moves from one place to another, right? And, for example, one of your listeners a couple of years ago called in. She was she's Las Vegas, and she's listening to the show. She'll remember the case. And she teleported. She thought she had an out-of-body experience to the L.A. County Museum here. And so I said, well, let me ask you, what was the scenario? She goes, well, it was late at night. It was like, you know, like midnight, and guards were all gone or whatever, and I was just there. And she goes, she was barefoot. And I said, really? How did the floor feel? And she goes, well, it was kind of cold because it was like marble. And I said, well, you felt the coldness. Guess what? That's the teleportation. Out of body experience, you would not feel heat or cold or any other plane mentality. So I said, you did the T word. And she goes, oh, my God. OMG, you know? And it was so that's an example of the difference between it. Now, in a teleportation, if you observe somebody actually teleporting, it's not going to be Star Trek with the sprinkles or the sparkles. So forget that, okay? That's Hollywood, all right? You're going to see the body actually fade away and disappear slowly. Nothing else in the environment will be altered. The teleportation experience will be one of an increase in the energy vibrating at a high speed around the physical and then spiritual bodies. But the physical body is actually moving now. You'll have a tingling sensation, a buzzing sensation. You'll feel like a spiraling moving upward. And very often you're going to get a pop sound emanating from the top of your head. In order to do this, for the listeners out there, your body must be well-rested. I do have, of course, the teleportation exercise on the site, and my time travelers training program is a whole program designed to do this. You will find it easier to teleport at night because your body actually does occasionally do physical teleportation during the dream levels or during your sleep cycle, interestingly enough. You don't want to hold your breath during the teleportation. You want to resist the temptation and breathe conscientiously and normally. You may feel a little lightheaded with a swirling and upward spiraling sensation, but this is normal. And sometimes you'll get a tightness around the eyebrows of your third eye area, the sixth chakra, as we call it, and your perception will be described as almost like you were looking through a keyhole. Those are the classic characteristics of a teleportation.
All right, Bruce, now you've done incredible work with hypnotherapy, regressing people, and teleportation. You've done it all. You've touched it all. Are you sensing anything with your clients? Are they seeing anything in the not-too-distant future that we need to be aware of? Any potential pitfalls?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're seeing something that's going to happen in a year and a half when you and I are going to be in the studio on December 21st, 2012.
Uh-huh, coming up.
And that's right. And you know, and we're going to have pizza there, and Tom and Nick's going to be there. We're going to have a good time. Okay, what we're going to see is, and I've done this before. Remember the scenario I did with the Y2K, okay? In 1999, I progressed a couple of hundred people beyond January 1st, and what I said was on the air, and it's documented, no problemo. I said, nothing is going to happen. I said, absolutely 120% nothing was going to happen. And it wasn't that I was right. My patients were right. They went into the future. Okay, I've done this also beyond December 21st of next year. You know what happens? It's going to be Christmas time. People are going to do whatever they normally do. They're going to watch their little, you know, white Christmas movies. They're going to, everything is going to be just the same. There's going to be an astrological alignment, and you might have a couple of extra earthquakes around it, whatever. You always have those anyway. But there's going to be nothing of anything to fear about, and that's why I'm so happy and complimented that you're going to allow me to be in the studio with you to simply guide the public through this to show them that there's going to be no problem.
And because you live in L.A., you'll get there soon enough and get a better seat than most of the other people.
Well, it's not a big commute from Woodland Hills to Sherman Oaks, okay? It's not complicated. But getting back to teleportation, there is I want to give a really kind of fascinating case. Some of the classic cases people will read about, cases of people being teleported from place to place in the presence of clouds and mists and fogs and gases that seem to appear from nowhere. They condense around a vehicle or a person, and they result in a sudden vanishing of the object or the people that they encircled. Now, those are classic cases, and that does happen, but it doesn't have to happen. In fact, the majority of cases do not happen. And here's a case from the Exploring the Fifth Dimension book of what I call Vivian, as I call her name. I worked with her and trained her with out-of-body experiences and teleportation training. And one afternoon, she was in the car with her very physically abusive idiot boyfriend. They got into an argument, and a boyfriend threw open the passenger door, kicked her out of the car into incoming traffic. Vivian twisted her ankle, could not run. All she could think of as a car was speeding right in her direction, about to kill her, was the post-hypnotic suggestion I gave her to enter into hypnosis and to teleport. The next thing she knew, she was in her living room on her couch with her twisted ankle. When she did that, the driver of the car, her boyfriend, and the car coming in the opposite direction noticed her disappear right before their eyes. The guy slammed on the brakes. He would have run right through her. And as it turned out, her life was saved, not by me, but by her higher self that orients the teleportation. Okay, so she teleported from a busy street to her apartment. There's no other logical explanation to explain this. There were two eyewitnesses to this. Later, of course, we worked on finding her a soulmate, and 6 months later, after she broke up with her boyfriend, she met Mr. Wright. They were married a year later, and today they are proud parents of a little baby bouncing boy who will probably teleport too. So there's an example of how teleportation can actually save the woman's life. It's perfectly safe. You're not going to teleport underwater and drown. You're not going to teleport into a mountain and suffocate. That's not going to happen. There are thousands and thousands of cases of teleportation throughout history, and they've all been successful. Now, one of them we both know about is the man from Kansas. Remember this one?
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Kansas, 1879, a man from Kansas goes to a restaurant to have dinner and then takes his constitutional after dinner, right? And he went to the general store that day, and he had a receipt in his pocket, in his jacket. So you'll see that this identifies his name and the year that he lived. Well, the next thing he knows, he's in New York City. It's around 1950. He's in Times Square, and he gets killed by a cab. Well, the teleportation didn't kill him. A New York cab driver killed him, okay? This was reported by Collier's Magazine back in about 1955 in their magazine. And this was an example when they looked at the dead body. They found out that he was from Kansas, 1879. When they did the research, they found out that on that very day, a man left the restaurant, disappeared. Nobody ever saw him again. And that was the same gentleman.
That's amazing.
So there's an example of teleportation. Remember, the teleportation didn't kill him. It was a guy who was probably a Mets fan, whatever, okay?
That's right.
Cab driver did it, okay? So
that was a great story.
Yeah, and it was the thing that was documented by a major magazine. Collier's was like a life magazine in those days, so it was pretty cool. Another example of an older case, but a very one that you don't hear about, this is one you have to dig into the literature for this. This goes into Italy. Alfredo and Paolo Passini of Ruvo, Italy, had a long history of teleporting during the early 1900s. When Alfredo was 7, he frequently vanished and suddenly from his house and reappeared in various areas around the town or nearby towns, often in a dazed state. Paolo, his brother, would also teleport to other locales. So this case was documented by a Joseph Lepenny, a medical advisor to Pope Leo XIII and Pope Pius X, so this guy's got credibility, to test the boys. A bishop, Bernardi Pasquale, locked them in their bedroom, sealed all the doors and windows, and even with all these precautions, the boys disappeared within a few minutes. And
just like
teleport to other parts of the town, and nobody could ever explain that. This was remember, this is the Catholic Church documenting this thing. Okay, they're not going to patronize some scam or some whatever. They were a little concerned about it, but again, teleportation has been reported all throughout history.